This is Dakota Datebook for October 26. On this date in 1915, the front page of the Bismarck Tribune ran an ad for Henry W. Richholtz Confectionery Store. The advertisement, running several paragraphs, was almost more of an ad for Mr. Richholtz himself, singing his praises and describing his many contributions to Bismarck. Richholtz was well-deserving of the praise. Born in Ohio in 1861, he came to Bismarck in 1883, only 11 years after the town was founded. He first worked as a bookkeeper and then went into the grocery business. His 1888 wedding to Jenny Griffin was, according to the newspaper, one of the leading society events of the day. In 1890, he started his confectionery business and became the Main Street Candy Man. Henry Richholtz was deeply engaged in the community. He was city clerk for 6 years, served on the school board for 12 years, and also held positions as alderman, assessor, and census taker. His business made the news when he installed a soda fountain in 1903, purchased a peanut roaster for $500 in 1904, and added a popcorn machine in 1906. When he opened up shop in a new location in 1909, people waited eagerly at the door on opening day, keeping 8 employees busy until closing time. The following year, Mr. Richholtz even installed a newfangled ice cream freezer. Henry's son Frank was born in 1890 and his son Gerald in 1897. The two young men joined their father's business, but in 1918, after Richholtz sold the confectionery and opened a grocery store, the two young men were off to war. Gerald was sent to Camp Lewis in Washington State, while Frank was sent to Camp Custer in Michigan. Frank enjoyed Army life, and he put his business experience to use in the supply department. 3 months later, though, he came down with the Spanish flu, and he died on this date in 1918. The city of Bismarck honored the young man by naming a new elementary school, F.H. Richholtz School. Henry Richholtz died in 1950, his death making front page news. His son, Gerald, died later that same year. Henry's wife, Jenny, died in 1966. And as for Richholtz Elementary School, it closed in 2003. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Trista Razor-Stursa. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.